with that. You would not be engaged in this place and time if you didn't have the courage. You wouldn't be on this call right now. You wouldn't. You contracted this conversation. Everything that I'm sharing is coming from your higher self. So if you didn't have the courage, you would not be in this position of, I want to say readiness, but it's like it's a pregnant moment. So it's like pregnant with possibility. You do have the courage. It's a new examination of self. It's a new version of self. So just think about the beginning teaching when they were talking about, like, there's a future self that we're then agreeing with, aligning with. That's what you're engaged in right now.
And is it just the trust that I mean? Is it just the trust? So I'm like, Nicole, how are you so powerful? You just do it so gracefully. And you know, I know you experience everything off camera, but I'm like, how can I like reach that point to where it's just like, it feels like my natural setting.
And you have to, embrace yourself. I have to embrace every sexual relationship I did for love because I had zero love inside of me because of my childhood. That I would do anything for love, no matter if it was incredibly shaming, no matter if it was illegal. It just didn't matter because I was hollow inside. So I had to embrace that. I had to submit myself to highest value, and I had to expose, like the message we just gave to Jenny, I had to expose everything unlike love within myself. And I'm not done. I'm not fully self-realized master. A future aspect of me is, but I'm not yet. So, but it's in the exposure, and it's like whatever it is, you feed it love. So in other words, instead of contracting it, instead of disengaging from it, you allow there to be spaciousness around it. And you allow it to receive love. You allow it to receive love. That's how you become a Mother Teresa, because you love all aspects of self. So then you're the embodiment of love. So then you love all of humanity because you've accepted totally yourself. So that means everything. And I really do mean everything. So that's where I can be with you and love you 1,000,000% unconditionally. Probably not 1,000,000, because whatever I have not healed yet in me, I'm going to receive from you on some level. But that's how you do it. So instead of seeing it as a deficit, you see it as a victory, you see it as an empowerment. It's because of all that I get 1,000,000 people on the planet and what they're doing right now. I get it. It's because of what I experienced, I get another segment of 1,000,000 people over here. Do you see what we're doing? Mm-hmm. So now, hey, I get humanity. I get what it means to follow the ego and manipulate. So that takes care of all the politicians. So there's not judgment. I mean, it's not helping what they're doing. But there's no more judgment because I understand if you're following the ego, you're going to do whatever it takes to win because that's what your ego is telling you to do because you think you're your ego. So once you really get that, hey, then you're free. All the things I did following my ego, I get it. I get it for me and I get it when I see you do it. I don't care what you do. I mean, you could rob me blind, and I get it. I don't have to work on forgiveness. Wait a minute, they're an aspect of myself, which I used to do that. It's mechanical. But now, we're all insane. So we're going to argue about, like, levels of degree of insanity. You know, once you get that, we're all off the hook. We all need to be loved. Only love's going to heal. That's how I do it. All right, lady, much love.
Thank you,
Kim. It is so late, my apologies. It is long-winded today. Last but not least,
do not apologize, because
I was talking to my guides, and I realized they wanted me to keep the TV off and listen to the entire group and hear Carmilla's message and what you just said, everybody's message. I was like, yeah, me too, me too. I was getting messages from everyone's message. I was like, maybe I should just sign off because I got my messages already. But then I said, no, I'm going to wait for the end and see what happens. Okay, so I would still love a message if you have the time.
I definitely have the time.
My recorder on, I was talking before it, okay.
I know, it's been so long, we had to switch batteries. Yeah. So much has happened.
Hold on, silent calls are coming in from strangers, whatever.
Okay, and say your first name, sweetheart.
Kim.
Say it one more time.
Kim.
God loves you. God loves you. So whatever your word is for God, you really, this is about tasting the sweet nectar. In other words, really receiving love, really receiving your holy remembrance, really receiving all that is due you, all of the sunshine, all of the rosebuds, all of the treasures that are stored in heaven, as they say. So this is where we start really realizing that we're the ones keeping ourselves out of heaven. We're the ones denying ourselves. We're the ones allowing ourselves to be in suffering, to be in misery. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
You're opening the door of true healing. Now, when I say that, I literally saw you like as if you had an addict in your house, and it's like you're opening the windows of that attic to just let. And so the attic is always like all of this, you know, old stuff that we keep, old artifacts, and you're just allowing the energies to just dismiss it and diffuse it. And say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
Oh my gosh. Kim. They're just, thank you. They're just showing me the MasterCard. So this is really about your time of true deliverance. This is about your owning your own relevance. You also have darkest fears coming up. But with you, I don't feel like you're interested in keeping them prisoner anymore. I feel like they're coming up. So you can delegate. It's like, you know, you go free. We're dismissing that. We're letting go of that. And you're being very like systematic about it is how I feel. Like you really have turned the corner. You made that decision. And now it's just a function of your new reality where you're no longer interested in the old energies. So when they come up, it's like almost like when I'm carrying out a spider, like you can go, you can leave, we don't need you to stay here anymore. And you're literally escorting these energies out the door. So they're saying to take your time and treat everything with due diligence. In other words, what you're doing counts, what you're doing is relevant, it's making a difference, it's creating sunshine. And that's how I feel about you, where you're like really dusting the chandeliers. So in other words, to really clean a house, like that deep clean, it's not a 1, 2, 3. You can do a surface clean pretty fast, but to really deep clean, it's like take your time, clean that chandelier. And that's what you're doing. So you're drawing back the covers and really revealing your true essence, your true lifestyle. I just feel like you're meeting yourself like for the first time, or aspects of yourself you haven't seen or you parted ways with a long time ago. And this is your time of certainty. This is your time of exploratory nature. In other words, really discovering your true self and absorbing it, enjoying it, making it a place at dinner. Like, you know, in other words, like really providing for it, listening to it, responding to it. I keep getting like the take your time part of it. And what I mean by that is you're just going to keep getting like nuances. Like you think something's healed or think something's been addressed. And then there's going to be another component. So this is like really welcoming it and realizing, like, and this reminds me of Lisa's message, like, this is your time. This is your time for self-approval, self-realization. And it's sort of like okay if you need time to process something or think about something or whatever. And because you're not spinning your wheels, you're creating the sunshine. So I just see you like polishing things. Like, you know, I'm really going to polish this. So this is nice and shiny now. So this time is a time of true revelation. What I mean by that is you don't have to feel like, oh, how would I say it? Like, oh, I'm missing the party or something. Because you're not. It's like you're attending to your new development. And what you're doing and what you're investing, they're showing me the Justice card. Like, justice will prevail. So your attendance to self and your provisions of self, it's like this is what's creating your new tomorrow. So you don't have to feel like I'm missing life, or I should be somewhere else. I should be ahead of this already. I should, because this is creating your new good fortune. They're showing me a good fortune kitty, which is always a good sign. All right, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
And enjoy the good works. I literally had like Snow White, you know, with her broomstick cleaning her little cabin. So this is what you're doing. You're cleaning out the old misery, the old domicile, and opening to your heart's request. And of course, the card I have is Opportunity Beckons. And that's exactly how I feel about you. Like, you're really becoming the mistress of your home, like energetically, and the home being what you've traveled with, all of the consciousness is coming anew. And I just see, like, almost like on a Windex commercial or whatever, or Pledge commercial, where it's like a sparkle or shine off like an object, you know, a doorknob or whatever. So that is your message. It's very relevant. So if you ever get like, I'm not saying you do, but if you start feeling sorry for yourself or like I'm missing or whatever, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. And they're saying you're doing a fine job. In other words, this time right now is very relevant. All right, my love, that is your message you waited for. And do you have a question?
I think you must have picked up on some thoughts I was having. Not too serious, but like, yeah, like the missing out thing. I was listening to Perry talk about the car, and yeah, I could use a new car, but I don't have anywhere far that I really want to go. And I really, really, for me, I realized I don't belong going anywhere far anyway. I don't really need to, so it's not really the best time for me to buy a car. They say that there's a shortage and whatnot. And so I'm going to do my timing belt eventually. Instead, I had the car 20 years. It's 206,000 miles plus. But anyway, what you were saying about the missing out, also, I was thinking years ago, I used to go to a million, could not even stay in my own house. I would go to, like, I can't tell you how many 12-step meetings from how many 12-step groups I belonged to. Mm-hmm. I was running. Okay. And then I was in Abraham groups. And then I was like doing the religious, you know, Chabad stuff with my husband. And I know lots of people in lots of different, and we were in the biker club, and 12-step biker club for 12 years. And I know people whoever's still alive, I know a lot of people. And none of them are a match to me now, I realize. So how could I go run back to a 12-step meeting, even though I know the lingo and da da da? I left these places. I left even the Abraham group I was in, and the woman who ran it died anyway, before the pandemic, after my husband. And I was like, those groups can get really toxic. So why am I fantasizing about other people have all these people, and, you know, and then here I am, I have these online groups. What's wrong with this? This is keeping me going. This is the best thing. I know I wish we could all be together, but maybe we wouldn't like each other. I love everyone in this group because everyone's like true and vulnerable, and every one of them, I feel like I'm hearing myself. Mm-hmm. We're all one. So, yeah, that missing out. And also the other thing we mentioned, the house, the dust. I'm highly allergic. I don't know if it happened over my lifetime or I always have been highly allergic to dust. And there is so much dust in this house. I went to pull out a Kiss book. That's the song. I was made for love.
Oh, my gosh.
I pulled out a Kiss book to put with the Kiss DVDs and CDs to maybe sell to some Kiss fan, because we were in, my husband was into Kiss, I was into Kiss.
That's
you
funny.
Know, we were whatever, Grateful Dead, and dust came out. I'm like dying, right? And my hands go into hives. I'm topically allergic to old books and papers, and my house is filled with a lot of old books and papers. And you can't just throw them out. I have to wear gloves, maybe take Benadryl, wear like clothing, that long sleeve, I'm not kidding, and a mask like it's pandemic in order to go through stuff. So I can't bring myself to go through too much. And I feel like, you know, if somebody has parents that were grandparents or parents that passed away, and say they live in the house 50 years and they never threw out anything. Sometimes I see my house as this way. My husband never got rid of anything. My daughter's got the same problem. My daughter says, Ma, you're the least of it. You have the least problem with it, you know, I think of myself like, am I going to be like buried alive here? This is my fear, darkest fear. Am I ever going to be able to ever get out of here if I wanted to get out of here? If I want, my house is worth a lot of money right now, but I'm not ready to sell it, and I don't know where to go. I don't have anywhere to go, and everything's overpriced anyway. So I have to clean this place out eventually, and I'm on my... I beat myself up over laying on the couch all day yesterday after the most wonderful message on Sunday from you, and not being able to move a muscle, even to the point where I took my own temperature. I thought maybe I had the variant, COVID variant.
I feel like you're processing. Here's what I want to say to you. I feel like you're processing a lot, and you're doing it effectively. So I feel like you're right where you should be. The cards I have, interestingly enough, for you are rest and reconsider. In other words, rest, release. So yeah. What you're doing, you're processing a lot of emotion, you're processing a lot of energy, and you're doing it well. And what it's leading to is strengthening bonds, which is what we're talking about. You're redefining self. So interestingly enough, I feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be and doing a good job.
Take this, like you said, take it slow. Thank you for that permission slip, because I think I needed to hear that the most.
Yeah.
That it's okay if I'm a bum for however long I need to be a bum.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're a bum. I feel like you're really cleaning out your subconscious. I'm really feeling like you're cleaning out your old programming, and I feel like you're doing it effectively. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Indeed. We surround each with love, light, and true understanding. Excuse me. So that true understanding is really truly understanding ourselves, embracing our wholeness, allowing that wisdom to take the lead. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Thursday at 7, and again we're switching Sundays to 10 a.m. Just to let everyone know. Much love, everyone.